Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 400. And it's going to be a great day. It's always a great day in my head anyway, but it is going to be a great day today. I think all of us can agree on that. Now, like I said, this is The Reasons We Smile, and it's episode 400. Hey, before I get started, let me just give a shout out to one of my loyal listeners that I met yesterday. His name is Tom at Hidden Lakes Condominiums. Also, I'd like to remind you to come out and see me and my rolling studio at the Touch a Truck event at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium on September 12th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. All right, come out and join us. Stop in, see the rolling studios, and get to meet me and my staff. All right, we'll all be there. Also, one more thing. You might want to consider joining me at the Buckeye Hall of Fame Grill tomorrow, Monday, September 7th, in support of Jones Foundation. Now, Jones Foundation is a foundation that I am kind of an advisor to, and they raise money to help fight head and neck cancer. And they have a fundraiser, which is buy one ticket for $100. It's a raffle ticket. Receive free admission to an awesome tailgate party during the OSU Virginia Tech football game, and a chance to win a pair of season's tickets for every OSU men's football home game. All of the home games this season, you would be sitting in section 26A, which means they're great seats, all right? You don't have to be present to win, so if you just want to have a chance to win these seats, you can go online at JFR Raffle, so like JF Raffle, at eventbrite.com, okay? JF Raffle at eventbrite.com. And by the way, I'm going to have the folks from Jones Foundation on the show probably in about 3 weeks. As you may know, we mentioned this a while back, they developed an app so that if a dentist sees an oral cancer lesion or a lesion they suspect might be cancer, we can take a picture of it and send it off using this app. And within 24 hours, we will get a response as to whether there should be any follow-up, from the James. Okay? So it's a pretty cool thing. All right, now, so since the name of the show is now The Reasons We Smile, I thought it would be fitting to discuss why we smile, the physiology of a smile, and 13 great reasons we should all smile more every day. All right, so I was doing some research, and it's pretty interesting. There are so many things that go into a smile, and I found some articles. One's on Inc.com. I found one written by Ronald Riggio, PhD, and it was actually a guest writer that day, which we're going to cover. Her name was Sarah Stevenson. I always want to make sure I get that out. So let's start with number one thing of the 13 great reasons we should smile more every day. Not just smile more, but every day, okay? One is build trust with a smile. Studies have proved that a genuine smile increases the trust that the recipient of the smile feels. In fact, the bigger your smile, not a crazy, you know, silly, but a big, approachable smile, the more others will trust you. Building trust is an absolute must for business and individual success. And when you give your customers a warm smile, they are much more likely to trust you. Now, I mentioned on the show several times in the past where it turns out that you can actually tell somebody is smiling from about 3 football fields away. And in the cases of maybe you're out in, I don't know, think about these people that are walking across country or they're just out and about. And if you see somebody coming and they're smiling, you probably don't have to worry about them. But if you don't see a smile, you might want to maybe change your course a little bit, right? Whether it's walking on the other side of the sidewalk or whatever that might be. But when you see a smile, you tend to trust that person. So that's number one, building trust with a smile. All right, number two, help your heart. Smiling can not only relax your body, it also has the power to slow your heart rate, reduce blood pressure, and decrease your chances of heart disease. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? I mean, that's pretty amazing that it can do that. And I mean, I don't think when you think about it, it doesn't seem to me that that's that much of a stretch, you know, to believe that. But it's really cool. And you're going to learn later in some of these others just how powerful smiling can be. Number three is become popular. Most of us are hesitant to approach someone who is frowning, but we are all naturally drawn to those who smile. We want to know them and why they radiate happiness. In fact, I had somebody, it's called Positively Clintonville, and I've been asked to participate. And by the way, we're going to have those folks on the show next week to talk about Positively Clintonville. And so let me just mention a little bit about it right now, because what it is they are holding an event, and it's going to be on September 20th. Going to have a bunch of food trucks come, and it's just a chance for people to come out and meet their neighbors, okay? So at 4 p.m., food trucks and music. The food trucks are Ginger Lee's, Indie, Bluegrass, and American Folk. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to have music, too. I didn't get that. But anyway, from 5 o'clock until 5:30 until 7 is a party. Food trucks get there at 4, and there'll be all kinds of fun stuff. And it's basically called Meet Me in the Middle, and it's a community party, so it's September 20th. All right, so I've been asked to participate in that, which I am. And one of the things that, I don't know, I just think that it's very important that, I know, so I'm there at the event, and I kind of came late. Unfortunately, I ran late with a patient, and I just couldn't help it, I swear. I have to tell my wife that every night. I just couldn't help it. And it's true, because I was doing a bone graft, and the gentleman hadn't stopped bleeding yet. We needed to make sure everything was cool. So I get there late, didn't get to meet anybody. But afterwards, a gentleman came up, and he wanted to introduce himself. And he says, you know, I could just tell you have this energy. You're always smiling. This is the honest truth. This just happened. And he says, you could just tell people that exude this positivity. So I thought that was awesome, and he's a loyal listener, and he happens to know a patient of mine, and so it really is something that's real. And I don't know, there's 13 of these things here. I'm going to go over all 13. I don't know which one of those would be, well, here it is. Let's see, increase your positivity. Number four, those who smile often are much more likely to feel positive and content with their lives. And I'm a really content person. I really am. There's really nothing that gets me down. Because no matter what's happening, I can always think of how it could have been worse. You know, things are never so bad that they couldn't be worse. Have you ever heard that? And it's true. So not that I wish other people ill will, but think about this. I have this patient, and he had polio, and he has those metal crutches, the ones that kind of go around your wrist, you know? And his feet are kind of turned outward, and the ankles don't work, and he kind of has to drag his legs behind him. And I feel sorry for him at times, especially when it's raining and he's dragging himself up from his house up to the corner to get the bus. And then I stopped myself and I thought, you know what? Christopher Reeves and anybody else that's confined to a wheelchair would love to walk like that. They'd love to walk like that. Isn't it true? And so that's how I am able to take and be positive about everything. I mean, it's, you know, and by the way, you know, we tease about it's going to be a good day when you can fog the mirror or you have a reflection in it, because let's face it, there are people that don't have that luxury. So anyway, like I said, we are doing 13 great reasons to smile more every day. 13 great reasons you should smile more every day, not just smile more, but every day. We've covered building trust with a smile. We've building helping your heart. We've covered becoming popular, and number four was increase your positivity. All right, so as you know, we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day every week, and so this week I was thinking that, you might want to remember that it is my 400th episode, and also today, like last week, the first four callers will all be winners, because while only one will win the free flowers from Vice Number Florist, three of you will win a free book from Megan Warren of Books for Bedtime. You may remember that Megan was my guest last week. All she asks is that you either give the book to a needy child or use it and read it to a child in your life. However, Before we do the question, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during the Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
See you smile, smile at me.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and as I mentioned, the first four callers will all be winners because while only one of you gets free flowers from Weistember Florist, three of you will receive a free book from Megan and books for bedtime. The number to call, just so you have it in your phone, is 459-9769. 459-9769. The question is, all right, because we're celebrating a name change for my show, From Dentally Speaking to The Reasons We Smile, what episode number is today's show? Is it A, 200, B, 300, C, 400, or D, 500? All right, is this episode 200, 300, 400, or 500? Okay, the number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9555.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Smile like you mean it. Smile like you mean it.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, and we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line, all of which are going to be winners today. But while we were gone, we picked a number, and we picked number three. That would be Erica. Now, Sarah, Pam, and Kelly, please stay on the line because we still have to get the information where to send you those books from Books for Bedtime. But Erica, how are you today? Hello?
Good.
Okay, Erica, do you have the answer?
C, 400.
That's right, 400 episodes. You know, that's taken almost 8 years to do. But anyway, we're having fun, and I appreciate you listening. What do you do for a living, Erica?
Accounting and finance at AAP.
Oh, okay. Well, they have lots of money to count. You must be a busy person. Am I right? You count millions. You count millions, not just dollars, right? Anyway. All right, Erica. Well, hey, stay on the line, because we have to get your information for the flowers from Weistember Florist, okay?
Okay,
thank you. Stay on the line. All right, so let me give this sheet back to my producer so he can get everybody's info. And let's go back to our topic, which is 13 great reasons to smile more every day. Number 5, increase your productivity. Smiling can diminish negativity, revitalizing and boosting your productivity. Studies have proved that a few minutes of smiling and laughter motivates people to work harder and can even enhance creativity. Now, if you're a boss that goes around and makes fun of people to make them laugh, that's probably not what they mean. But I always enjoy the fact when I can hear laughter at my office, I think I'm doing something right. Now, that's assuming the work's getting done, but usually I can tell the work's getting done because It tells me people are comfortable, they're having fun. You know, let's face it, we spend most of our lives at work, on the job, and it's really awesome if you can be happy while you're doing it. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention, if you want to watch the show or any show that we've ever done, you can go to thereasonswesmile.com, and there's a video feed right now going on, and you'll be able to see me here. Look, I'll wave right now, so when you get to this part of the show. Anyway, yeah, so don't forget thereasonswesmile.com, and also every show that we've ever done is there as well. All of the ones from 2015 are video, and the ones prior to that are audio only, because I just wasn't that technologically advanced back then. I was living in the dark ages. All right, number 6 of the 13 great reasons to smile more every day is be more youthful. People who smile appear more youthful. The muscles we use to smile lift our faces, so there's no need for a facelift. Just smile more. The added bonus is that when you smile, you're more attractive to others. And you know what? There was a song by Joshua Cadison called Beautiful in My Eyes. And I always thought this was so cool, because one of the phrases, one of the things in the lyrics was, and when there are lines across our face from where smiles have been, talking about a couple growing old together. And I thought, what an awesome way to look at wrinkles. What an awesome way to look at crow's feet, right? Is those are where the smiles have been. So the more lines you have, the better it's been. So be more youthful and smile, and that gives you it makes you more attractive to others. All right. Number 7 is find success one smile at a time. When we smile at others, we exude confidence. Studies have found that those who smile frequently make more money in tips, like, you know, like the barista at your coffee place, or maybe your waitress, or I'm sorry, they don't call them that anymore, your server. Boy, that was a big snafu. I'll probably get emails on that one. Your snafu, your server, and are much more likely to receive a raise and more likely to move up the ladder compared with their far too often frowning, grumpy peers. So if somebody is grumpy, or if you come in and you get off on the wrong foot in the morning, and you're sitting at my desk, for example, my reception desk, and a patient walks up and people see that you're in a bad mood, they're not even going to want to bother you, and yet they have to check in. So you can't be grumpy at work, and smiling will allow people to find you more approachable. All right, 8, be the best leader you can be. Studies have proved that smiling is an extremely effective leadership tool. Coworkers and employees are much more receptive to leaders who smile. Begin and end a request with a congenial smile. I think my wife has a good way of doing that. She has a way of like laughing before she tells you something she wants you to do, and then finishing with laughing. And she seems to always get what she wants eventually. Now, she's probably listening, and she'll probably disagree with the getting what she wants part, but I think if we keep score, I think she does it. And she's got this neat way of doing it so that she's letting you know, hey, we're still friends, I like you and all that stuff, but this is kind of what I'm hoping we can accomplish today. So that goes under the guise of being a leader. All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. And we are on episode number 400. If you would, there's a couple things I want to mention. One is I am working with Joan's Foundation, which is it's J-O-A-N, by the way, J-O-A-N apostrophe S, they've developed an app, so they help dentists who think they might have an oral cancer lesion to send it to them. Well, they have a fundraiser tomorrow, September 7th, and you can buy raffle tickets at jfraffle@eventbrite.com, and it's for Joan's Foundation, and basically $100 gets you a chance at winning 2 tickets to every home OSU football game this year in great seats. And you don't have to be present to win, but if you do buy it, you're welcome for free to come to the tailgate party starting at 5:00 at the Buckeye Hall of Fame Grill, located at 775 Yard Street. And that's where the winner will be announced while we're watching the OSU Virginia Tech game. Okay? So just remember that. And we are doing 13 great reasons to smile more every day. And we've covered 8 of them. We have 5 more to go. But I think we do, before we go and do those, let's go ahead and go to a break. So we'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams. And whenever I can, I listen to my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do.
And we're back to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. We are talking about 13 reasons you should smile more every day. Great reasons. And we are up to number 9. If you've missed the first 8 because you weren't tuned in yet or you were getting ready for church, you can go to thereasonswesmile.com and listen to or watch the podcast later, okay? All right, so number 9, lower stress and improve your mood. Too much stress in life can cause a myriad of problems, including obesity, asthma, headaches, Alzheimer's disease, and even premature death. Smiling reduces stress and cuts your risk of these stress-related risks. It improves your mood significantly, as well as that of others who are lucky enough to witness your smile. Isn't that cool? You can lower the stress of other people, not just you. Number 10, pump up your immune system. Smiling and its relaxing qualities help rev up your immune system. Smile more to ward off colds and stay healthy. You know what? I almost never get sick. Now, I think it's partly because I have what I call self-employed's disease, meaning I'm self-employed and if I don't work, I don't get paid, because there's no paid holidays, no paid vacation days, no paid sick time if you own your own business. And all of you business owners know exactly what I'm talking about. But there must be something besides that. It must be that I do have that positive outlook. And I mean, about once a year at most, I get some kind of a sore throat thing that, you know, makes me think I shouldn't go to work, but I still do. And there was one time when my office manager called my wife and she said, "Can you call your husband and tell him he needs to go home because he's sick and I think he's scaring the patients?" I don't think I was. Maybe I was. I don't think I was. But anyway, but I just don't get sick. And honestly, as an employer, it makes it hard for me to understand why in any given week, I don't think I ever have an entire staff. I mean, a complete staff. I never have. There's always somebody that has a reason why they're not there. And but maybe the part of that is they don't have self-employed disease, right? Like I do. All right. Reduce your pain. The release of your feel-good neurotransmitters that come from a real to your eyes smile acts as a natural painkiller. And what I mean by that is, there's a smile called the Duchenne's smile, and I think we'll have time to go into that a little more in a minute. Let me make sure that I've covered all of these 13 because we're only up to 11, and then I have an article that talks about that. But basically, it's a smile that it's not just your mouth turning up, but your eyes smile too, and you get the crow's feet. You know, there's such thing as this fake smile where you just put a smile on your lips, but your eyes aren't smiling. That's not what we're talking about. It has to be a full smile. Live longer. This one I thought was awesome. Studies have proven that you can add up to 7 more years to your life by smiling often. Who wouldn't want that? 7 years? I mean, that's awesome. Just by smiling and having that positive outlook. Number 13. Let's see here how we're doing on time. We have... okay, that's right. The clock on the wall is a little fast. So we have a few minutes. Okay. So I'm going to save number 13, and I'm going to go to this other article that I was telling you about because I thought it was an interesting, just to kind of give you an idea, what the heck is he talking about? And it is, okay, one of these pages here. I have so much stuff here that I think I stayed up half the night doing it. So It's called a Duchenne's. And it's interesting because isn't muscular dystrophy is known as Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, named after the researcher that first described it. And but this is not that. This is another person. It's a French individual, of course. And so let's see here. Is this the one? All right. So talks about scientists and spiritual teachers alike agree that the simple act can transform you and the world around you. Current research and common sense shows us that a smile is contagious. It makes us appear more attractive, lifts our mood as well as the moods of those around us, and it can lengthen our lives. So before you read on, you know, put a genuine smile on your face. Now, each time you smile, you throw a little feel-good party in your brain. The act of smiling activates neural messaging that benefits your health and happiness. For starters, smiling activates the release of neuropeptides that work toward fighting off stress. Neuropeptides are tiny molecules that allow neurons to communicate. They facilitate messaging to the whole body when we are happy, sad, angry, depressed, or excited. The feel-good neurotransmitters dopamine, endorphins, and serotonin are all released when a smile flashes across your face. This not only relaxes your body, but it can lower your heart rate and blood pressure. Endorphins also act as a natural pain reliever, 100% organic and without the potential negative side effects of synthetic concoctions. Finally, serotonin release brought on by your smile serves as an antidepressant mood lifter, and many of today's pharmaceutical antidepressants also influence the level of serotonin in your brain. But with a smile, you again don't have to worry about the negative side effects, and you don't need a prescription from your doctor. That's pretty cool. But remember, so let's see. This explains why 2011 findings by researchers at the Face Research Laboratory. Who knew there was a Face Research Laboratory? I mean, I wonder if there's a Thumb Research Laboratory and like a Left Ear Research Laboratory. Do you think we have those too? Anyway, so it was a study published in the Journal of Neurophysiology. That's probably a Swedish version of physiology. Reported that seeing an attractive smiling face activates your orbital frontal cortex, the region in your brain that processes sensory rewards. Anyway, this suggests that when you view a person smiling, you actually feel rewarded. It also explains, this was done in Aberdeen, Scotland. Subjects were asked to rate smiling and attractiveness. They found that both men and women were more attracted to images of people who made eye contact and smiled than those who did not. If you don't believe me, see how many looks you get when you walk outside with that smile you're wearing right now. You're still smiling, right? Remember, we're supposed to be doing that today. Anyway, let me just get back to the 13th reason that you need to smile more, okay? Number 13 is, be an activist for happiness. Be an activist for happiness. Your smile can lighten the mood of any situation you find yourself in and has the power to lift the mood of those you see who see your friendly expression. Bring more happiness to the world. Greet everyone with a smile. Isn't that cool? I know I sound like I'm preaching, and it is Sunday morning, and I don't mean to, but, you know, it is kind of important. So let's just say you should go out and smile more, and the world smiles back. It really, really does. It really does. Okay, so now we are up to the part of the show that we are calling Why in the World. Okay? So today, the version of Why in the World is, why in the world would you not smile all the time? I mean, I just spent 30 minutes trying to explain why you should. And it's just, there's so many benefits to doing it that I just think you should do that. I mean, it's just awesome. You'll see what I'm talking about when you try it. Okay? Don't forget the Hall of Fame grill tomorrow. Go to that website that I gave you, and you can listen to the podcast later to get it if you want, or I could maybe give it to you again if I can find it, but I don't think I'm going to, so you're going to have to listen to the podcast, okay? And remember, next week we're going to have people from Positively Clintonville on the show, and we're going to talk about that party that they're having. Oh, it's jfraffle@eventbrite.com. Sorry about that. Now you know. Okay, it looks to me like that is all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates, by the way. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell you a little something. Before we leave, let me tell you a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of My Dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.